and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? SLA Denfo. Comment vous, je m'appelle Gina. Well, we are continuing with the case of you know who, Johnny J. How are you today, and how are you doing? Well, you know, we still go on. So anyway, this is a story, an article from the Independent newspaper. So I'll continue. It's impossible to say how long it will take the jury to deliberate on Depp's claims of defamation, especially given the mountain of evidence presented. Longer court days ahead with proceedings starting at 9 a.m. Since the start of the trial, the proceedings have begun at 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each day, with 15-minute break in the morning and a lunch lasting between 1 and 2 hours. Following another 15-minute break in the afternoon, the trial usually adjourns for the day at around 5 p.m. However, Judge Penny has said that following the week-long break, you know, they're having a one-week break, proceedings will begin every day at 9 a.m. and could run until 5:30 on some days. So I just have a break. Hello and welcome back. I'm sure that you're maybe having a good time. Well, I'll just continue with the case of Johnny Depp. She cited the 27th of May, should it closing date for the arguments, as the reason for the longer days ahead. Well, you know, we've been going on in this case. I think it's 2 months now with this case. It's a case in which you're just seeing how they are, what they're doing. It's a case that's, you know, it's just intriguing. Oh, you know, it's a story. A story of how the rich live, how they enjoy their life, extraordinary richness, extraordinary people, how they're continuing to do this amazing lifestyle. Like, you're just thinking, you don't have it, but you would like to see how these people are living, what an extraordinary lifestyle they are doing. Anyway, thank you so much to so many listeners. Again, I'd like to mention listeners from New York, Pennsylvania, Germany, Japan, California, Virginia, Maryland, Oklahoma, Texas. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. And for many of you listeners who are listening to us on Podbean app, Google Chrome, Google Speaker as well, Spotify, Firefox, Samsung Podcast, and Google Podcast. We are also available on iHeart Radio America, on Podium.com, Player FM, TuneIn Radio, and Alexia, Amazon. Or is it Amazon Alexia? Well, whichever one of that. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much to so many of the listeners. I'll just put the music back on. Welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? These are the key revelations so far in the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard defamation trial. Now, this is from the Independent newspaper, and this is what they're saying. 4 weeks of testimony provides insight into the lives of actors at the center of court case. Now, the man who's doing this is the court correspondent, Oliver O'Connell. And this is what he says. Almost after a month of proceedings, Amber Heard's trial for defamation in a case brought against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, has taken a break for a week. Court will resume at 9 a.m. on 16th of May with Judge Penny again presiding as Ms. Heard continues her testimony for the third day. Ms. Heard is being sued by Mr. Depp for $50 million for implying he abused her in a 2008 edition in the Washington Post. Although she didn't name him in the article, he claims her allegations have impacted his ability to land major movie roles. In 2020, Mr. Depp lost a UK defamation case against The Sun after the British tabloid branded him a wife beater. matter. In that case, both he and Miss Heard also took the stand as witnesses, as did others who were testifying in the current trial. However, this time, a round of fresh video and in-person appearances in the witness box are all being streamed live for everyone to watch. Now, that didn't happen in the British trial. It was closed end. That most of the courts in England are closed. Nobody can view these trials. But what's interesting in America is that everybody can view it, and everybody can see their behavior, their demeanor, the judge, how people are behaving, which is quite interesting. To say some of the revelations have been shocking is an understatement, and some of the testimony has been harrowing. The differences in the recollection of events are staggering, and at some points the timelines have been confusing, not helped by years passing since and the alleged volume of alcohol and drugs involved during the approximately 4-year-long relationship. Nevertheless, a lot has been revealed about the couple and their lives, both together and apart. Here's what was learned at the end of 4 weeks of the trial. I'll just put the music back up and have my break. Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? Well, we're just continuing with the trial of Mr. Johnny Depp and Miss Amber Heard. Now, I'm just coming because I'm here in the newspaper. I'm just trying to see what's happening now. My goodness. Let me see. I will just have to put the music back on. Sorry about this. Radio. I've just got myself back sound right now. I'll begin. In 2012, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard started dating. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard started dating that year. After Depp split from his longtime partner, the actress Vanessa Paradis. Depp and Paradis have two children, as I have mentioned before, Lily Rose and a son called Jack. In March 2014, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard got engaged. February 2015, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard get married. Alright, they were married in her mother's home, in his mother's home. Then the Bahamas wedding took place in December. Oh my goodness me. Oh God. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp married according to People magazine. They had two ceremonies. That's right. One was in his mother's house. Second was on the private island in the Bahamas, that's what I just mentioned. May 2016, Amber Heard filed for divorce. She said that, restraining order against him over allegations of domestic violence. In a sworn declaration, Ms. Amber Heard alleged that Johnny Depp threw a cell phone at her during a fight, which struck her in the eye and the cheek, and he screamed at her, hit her, violently grabbed her face, pulled her hair, according to the Associated Press. She submitted it to the court, a photo of her bruised face, when requesting a restraining order, which they could actually see, a bruise on the right cheek, below the elbow of Amber Heard. She also said, during the entirety of our relationship, Johnny has been verbally and physically abusive towards me. Heard writes in the filing, I entered excessive emotional, verbal, and physical abuse from Johnny, which has included anger, hostile, humiliating and threatening assaults to me. When I questioned his authority or disagreed with him, I live in fear that Johnny will return to our house unannounced to terrorize me physically and emotionally. Mr. Depp has denied the allegations of domestic abuse. His lawyers alleged in a court document in 2016 that Heard was attempting to secure a premature financial by alleging abuse. The Los Angeles Police Department, in May 2016, police officers who responded to a domestic assault and a radio call on the 21st of the month, found no evidence of any crime. Heard's legal team has since subpoenaed the LAPD in connection to the same call as part of the ongoing defamation court case posing Heard and Depp. So Miss Amber Heard, she's got the Los Angeles police involved as well? I didn't know that. August 2016, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard finally settled their divorce. After months of continuous proceedings, Depp and Heard reached a settlement in their divorce. They stated, our relationship was intentionally passionate and at times volatile, but it always bound by love. The pair say in a joint statement at the time, neither party has made any false allegations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Ms. Amber Heard, following her divorce settlement, she pledged to give £7 million to the American Civil Liberties Union and the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. The New York court granted petition from them to determine whether donations have been made. January 2017, the divorce is official. Mr. Johnny Depp and Miss Amber Heard have formally finalized their divorce. June 2018, Johnny Depp sues over the Sun headline. On the 1st of June 2018, Johnny Depp sues News Group Newspapers, the company that publishes The Sun, for alleged libel over an article published in a tabloid newspaper in April of that year with the headline, "On Potty, How Can J.K. Rowling Be Genuinely Happy Casting Wife Beater Johnny Depp in the New Film, Fantastic Beasts." Depp would eventually lose the case. Move forward now. December 2018, Amber Heard publishes an article in the Washington Post, and this is what it said. Well, I'll read it again. "I spoke up against the sexual violence that faced our culture's world. It has to change. Like many women, I have been harassed and sexually assaulted by the time I was of college age, but I kept quiet. I did not expect feeling complaints to bring justice. I don't see myself as a victim. Then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's world for women who speak out." Depp isn't mentioned by name in the article, but it is this article which later became the basis of the $50 million defamation lawsuit filed by Mr. Depp, naming Heard as a defendant. Move on now. March 2019, Johnny Depp sues Amber Heard. Allegedly, she defamed him in her Washington article. We'll move on again. July 2020, Johnny Depp's lawsuit against the Sun newspaper goes on trial in London. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard both arrived at the High Court of Justice on the 7th of July 2020, with Heard scheduled to testify in support of the Sun newspaper. Mr. Depp's lawyers argues he is seeking vindication, not money, and Depp himself denies the allegations of domestic abuse. A spokesperson for Heard tells Vanity Fair, "Heard never asked for the suit to take place. And as hard as we tried, I don't know, oh my goodness." So I'll just give this article out, okay? We'll move on now. The trial lasts for 3 weeks, with explosive allegations again emerging as part of the evidence testimony. The proceedings wrapped up at the end of July. August 2020, Amber Heard counter suit. Heard files a $100 million counter suit against Depp in response to his libel lawsuit, accusing him of allegedly orchestrating a smear campaign against her and describing his own lawsuit as a continuation of abuse and harassment. November 2020, Johnny Depp loses his libel battle against the Sun newspaper. I just have a break. and welcome again to Elements Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? Well, we're continuing with the court case of Mr. Johnny Depp and Miss Amber Heard. I was just running you a rundown as to how this defamation case came about. It's a long trial, so I'll continue. November 2020, Mr. Johnny Depp loses his libel battle against the Sun newspaper. The court rules in favor of the Sun in the libel lawsuit. Justice Andrew Nicole said the defendants proved that the allegations against Johnny Depp were substantially true. I have found that the great majority of alleged assaults misheard by Mr. Depp have been proved to civil standards, the judge writes in a ruling. An attorney from Depp calls the judgment no flaw, that it would be ridiculous for Mr. Depp to appeal this decision. I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me properly. Alright, so I'll continue. March 2021. Johnny Depp is denied permission to appeal against the Sun newspaper's case. Two courts of appeal judge rules against granting Mr. Depp permission to appeal against the judge's decision in his libel suit against the Sun. Justice James and Nicholas Underhill ruled that the original hearing was full and fair, and the judge's ruling have not been shown, even arguably, to be permitted by any error of approach or mistake of law. The appeal has no real prospect of success, but there is no other compelling reason for it to be heard. It is clear that from a reading of the judgment as a whole, that the judge based his conclusions on each of the incidents on his extremely detailed review of the evidence specific to each incident, they say. In an approach of that time, there was little need or room for the judge to give weight to any general assessment of Ms. Heard's credibility. March 11th, 2022, the defamation case against Amber Heard begins. So we are now in Virginia. So I'll just read it. The trial in Depp's defamation case against Amber Heard began on the 11th of April, 2022. In Fairfax, Virginia. Which is where we are now. Right. So you've got a good rundown about how this case began, and my goodness, you know, when he met her. I think I've given you a good rundown. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this. Fascinating story, as I said. Oh, it's interesting, intriguing. So on the May 16th, the case resumes, and hopefully 27th of May, it should come to an end. Now, when did this start? 4 years ago? As I had mentioned, it's a long case, a long trial. I mean, even I read all this story from the Independent newspaper and Sun newspaper. And I mean, I went through a long down, you know, long list of everything, from when he met her, when he married her, when he divorced her, when she wrote the article, when he sued her, when the case went to London, when the case is now in Virginia. Ooh, my goodness. Well, we'll just see the outcome, won't we? Anyway, how are you doing? Thank you so much for listening. Much appreciated. So we'll be coming to an end. And I hope to bring this place again. As you know, as we're going, still going on with the case. So it's not ended yet. So I hope I'll be bringing it to you. Continuing. When it is you. Oh my goodness me. I know, I just put the music back on. I think you two need to take a break and relax as well. Like me! Radio. My name is Gina, and bye bye, and see you next time.